Satakra Financial Corporation has unveiled its program to assist Caribbean countries that are feeling the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Chief Operating Officer Ravi Rambaran says the action is influenced by their vision and commitment to the region.
Over the past, I would say, 5-6 years, we have been accelerating our digital way of doing business. We still have pockets where business is conducted in terms of cash or in terms of checks. So we are encouraging, first of all, our clients to use our digital options where they can. But there are some, for various reasons, who can't. And so we are approaching each category of clients separately. So for example, we have pensioners where we are simply making early payment to their accounts because we recognize some of them may require cash to manage or funds to manage through this crisis. So we have framed our decisions within a 3-month framework, and we said, okay, because everything is occurring so fluidly, so rapidly, we will revise as we go along. But in the first instance, our decisions are framed within a 3-month framework until the end of June. So early payment to pensioners. We have a large health book. What we have done is we have given our clients the option to claim up to 3 months supply of prescription drugs, right? So in that way, they don't have to go out often. We have also said to our mortgages, you know, our clients who are both commercial and residential mortgages, that look, we will work with you, and what we will do is we will provide grace periods. We will not in a way terminate your mortgages or anything like that. Every line of business we are working with, because when you look at our constituencies, our client base, they're pensioners, they're policyholders, they're homeowners, they're business owners. And what you're saying is, look, there's been a significant investment in an insurance policy, in a home, in a business. People have sacrificed and worked, and now they have retired, and they should enjoy their retirement period. We view this as long-term sacrifice. And Sagico, that we are saying, we are with you in the first instance. In these 3 months, this is what we'll do to the end of June. We'll review it. But at the end of the day, we are with you. We'll act together in your interest because we don't view this as something that will be permanent. We just don't know how long it will last, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. And we'll work together. And a critical part is, this is just stage one, by the way. Stage two is Sagico playing a role in the rebuilding of our communities and our countries in which we operate. Because these are our home markets. So the two key messages here are encouraging digital use. The other key messaging here is, we will work with you. We will work with you. We aren't going anywhere.
As part of its early assistance, Sagicor has announced that it is providing $1 million to help the region through this difficult period.
And in fact, we would urge other corporate citizens to do the same, because there are many large corporate citizens within the region. This is not the time to look at the bottom line. This is the time to come together, because this is our home. That's what we've done at the first level.
Mr. Rambaran adds that the assistance to clients in the form of 3-month early supply of prescription drugs, the early payment of pensions, and a grace period covering pandemic costs are all an expense to the company. But there is more.
Right now, as I speak to you, we are engaged in executing a program to assist across the Caribbean, the elderly, the homeless, and orphanages. Clearly, we can't do all, but we are, again, saying that's at the next level where we improve the lives of the communities.
Ravi Rambaran of Sagicor on Sagicor's Early Business.